At Dr. Quest's laboratory on one of the Florida Keys, Johnny Quest is reading a very exciting story out loud to a very excited listener, his dog, Bandit.
And just as the giant squid was crushing Captain Nemo with one of his tremendous tentacles, one of the crewmen of the atomic submarine Nautilus grabbed a big axe.
Hi, Johnny. How would you like to go on a little expedition with Race and me?
Thanks, but not now, Dad. I'd rather finish this book. Boy, is it ever terrific.
No? What book are you reading, son?
I'm reading Jules Verne's book, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Wow, all about an atomic sub and a giant sea monster called a squid. And the giant squid attacked the submarine and...
I know, Johnny. It's a great story. I read it when I was a boy. Now, you sure you don't want to come along with us?
No, thanks, Dad. I'd rather stay here and finish this story.
Okay. Race and I were just going out and try out my new diving bell. Well, I'll see you later, Johnny, and don't forget your homework.
Wait, Dad. Did you say diving bell?
Sure. You know, the deep sea exploring sphere I've been working on? I think it ought to go down farther than anyone has ever gone before.
Gee, you mean like 20,000 leagues under the sea?
Oh, no, Johnny. Captain Nemo didn't go down 20,000 leagues. That's 60,000 miles. But we do hope to set a new world's record for diving this time.
Boy, it sounds like real fun. Can I go?
Sure. It's perfectly safe. Get your things together. Race and I will be down at the research ship. But hurry.
Hi, Johnny. So you decided to make the trip with us, huh?
Sure, Race. I wouldn't want to miss seeing a new world's record dive, would I?
Who would, Johnny? Hurry up and get aboard. We're shoving off in a minute.
Okay, Race. Up anchor. We're getting underway. Johnny, give Race a hand with the anchor winch. You might as well learn how to be a good sailor.
Okay, Dad. I mean, aye, aye, sir. Boy, nothing like heading out to the open sea. Where are we going, Dad?
We're heading for Lost Canyon, Johnny.
Lost Canyon? In the ocean?
That's right. The ocean floor isn't all flat. There are high mountains and deep canyons on the bottom of the ocean. Lost Canyon was just discovered early this year. Soundings indicate that it might be 36,000 feet deep.
Are you going to try to go to the bottom of Lost Canyon, Dad?
No, Johnny, but it would be a perfect spot to see how far down my new diving bell can go. Isn't she a beauty?
I'll say. Looks like a great big old iron ball. What are you going to call her, Dad?
Well, since you're a Jules Verne fan, let's call her the Nautilus.
Great!
Let's go below, Johnny, and see what Race has cooked up in the galley. You know, this salt air gives me an appetite. Even for Race's cooking.
Hiya, Race. What's for lunch?
I thought I'd try another TV dinner.
Oh, not again.
Uh-oh. It's my hotline to Washington. Wonder what's up. Dr. Quest on the research ship SeaQuest. Come in, DC-037. Come in.
DC-037, calling Dr. Quest. Do you read me?
Loud and clear.
What is your position, Doctor?
We're at longitude 84 degrees, 26 minutes. Latitude 24 degrees, 6 minutes. Why?
I figured you were in that area. We've got an emergency on our hands and thought you might be able to give us a hand.
Well, I'll try, sir. What is it?
We just got a report of an accident at sea. One of our atomic subs ran into trouble, and the crew had to abandon ship.
Too bad. Anyone lost?
No. All hands were picked up by patrol plane, but the sub sank before the atomic reactor could be neutralized. We've got to locate that sub before enemy agents find it.
Right, sir. I'm sure there are lots of people interested in that atomic engine. Where'd the sub go down?
She sank at longitude 72 degrees, 30 minutes. Latitude 30 degrees, 15 minutes.
Well, that's not far from our position. We should make it there before the Navy could get to the scene.
Good luck, Doctor. But be careful. That's one of the deepest spots on the ocean floor.
I know. We'll do our best, sir. SeaQuest out. Well, Race, I guess you heard what we've got to do.
Right, Doctor. I'm just glad we've got the new diving bell to make the dive with.
Boy, sounds exciting, huh, Bandit?
Well, Race, according to my navigation, this is about where the sub was lost.
I'll break out the gear and winch the diving bell into position.
Wow, just like 20,000 leagues under the sea. Can I go with you, Dad?
Well, the diving bell The Nautilus is perfectly safe, or I wouldn't go down in it myself. Okay, I could use a little help reading the instruments.
Come on, Bandit, hop in. We're going to the bottom of the sea.
Okay, Race. As soon as I close the safety hatch, lower away. Remember to keep the oxygen supply up and let her down easy. I wouldn't want to snap the cable.
Don't worry, Doctor. I'll mind the store. Just be careful and keep the intercom open. I want to hear a blow-by-blow description of the whole trip. Down she goes.
How far down are we, Dad?
Well, according to my gauges, we're about 40 fathoms down and descending at about 20 fathoms a minute.
Boy, look out the window. All kinds of fish and things.
Not window, Johnny. Porthole. Now, you keep watch out there while I keep watching these gauges.
Aye, aye, sir. Dad, look! A monster!
Where, Johnny? Oh, that's not a monster. That's a giant manta ray.
Well, whatever it is, I wouldn't want to run into an ugly thing like that while I was skin diving. How far down are we now, Dad?
The gauge shows 1,000 fathoms.
What's this thing, Dad?
Now, that's the switch that opens our outside hydrophone.
Hydrophone? What for?
Well, there's a lot we don't know about life beneath the seas. For instance, lots of people don't know that many of the strange-looking creatures of the sea make some most unusual sounds.
You mean we can hear the fish talk, Dad?
Well, not exactly talk, Johnny. But many marine creatures make cries of distress, mating calls, and, well, just plain noises.
Gee, can we turn on the outside mic and listen?
Sure, Johnny. Why not? Now listen carefully.
Wow, listen. I never knew that fish could be so noisy.
SeaQuest calling the Nautilus. How's it going, Doctor?
So far, so good, Race. Step up the oxygen supply. It's getting a bit stuffy down here.
Roger.
Gee, Dad, it's getting so dark I can't see a thing out there.
Now switch on the floodlight.
Oh, that's better. Now I can see way out in front of the Nautilus. Can I use the intercom, Dad?
Sure thing.
Nautilus calling SeaQuest. Do you read me, Race?
There's a bell. A diving bell, that is. How's it going?
Fantastic. I feel like Captain Nemo in the first Nautilus. This place is out of this world. Hey, there goes a big old fish that's lit up like a neon sign. You could see him in the dark.
It's phosphorescent, Johnny.
Let me speak to Race, Johnny. Race, we've done it. We've reached 6,000 fathoms.
Congratulations, Doctor. Well, that's a new record. You see anything yet that looks like a sub down there?
Well, not yet, Race, but it can't be far to the bottom. I'll switch on my sonar scope and see what I can pick up. Now, Johnny, if there's any large object out there, we ought to bounce a few sonar beams off it. Johnny, look. We're picking up something on the sonar scope.
What is it, Dad? The lost sub?
No, but whatever it is, it's moving.
Gee, Dad, this is just like the book, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. You think there could be such a thing as a giant squid? Like the one that attacked Captain Nemo's Nautilus?
Well, down here, that could be almost anything. Man has explored the heavens and is ready to rocket to Mars, but we still know almost nothing about the deep, dark, mysterious world at the bottom of the sea.
You mean there really could be a giant squid?
Well, let's just say it is possible. Could be an atomic mutation from a sunken atomic reactor or atomic waste.
Dad, look! That thing, whatever it is, it's getting bigger and bigger.
It sure is, Johnny. It's bigger than anything I ever saw come out of the sea, including blue whales. Wait, look, Johnny. Whatever it is, it's moving around like it's excited or scared.
It's scared?
Look, it seems to be attracted to our lights.
Well, let's turn off the floodlight then.
Right. If it doesn't see the light, maybe it'll go away. There. It worked, Johnny. The sonar scope indicates that thing, whatever it is going up toward the surface. I'll see if I can follow it all the way.
Still see it, Dad?
Not anymore, Johnny. I lost it.
Now we can switch the floodlight back on. Dad, look! What's that over there?
Looks like the hulk of a ship. No. There's markings on the hull. It's the lost sub. I'll get hold of Race. Calling the SeaQuest. Come in, Race.
What's up, Doctor? You sound excited.
I am. We've sighted the sunken atomic sub.
Is it still in one piece?
No, it's broken apart. But the atomic reactor seems to be all together. I'll check with the Geiger counter to see if there's any dangerous radioactivity. Race, the reactor must have a leak in it. I'm picking up radiation.
How much?
Not enough to be dangerous yet, but we'd better notify the Navy at once.
Roger. I'll contact Washington right away. Dr. Quest!
What is it, Race?
I don't know. I'd be afraid to guess.
Race, what's up?
It's some kind of a beast. It surfaced right off the starboard bow. Why, it's incredible.
Race, get hold of yourself. Now, what does it look like?
I was afraid you'd ask that, Doctor. Well, you wouldn't believe it if I told you. It's got a head that's as big as a 10-ton truck. Long tentacles, 30 feet long. Why, it looks like... Doctor, it's heading for the SeaQuest.
Race, are you there?
What is it, Dad? What's happening? Where's Race?
I don't know, Johnny. From the description Race gave, it sounded like a giant squid.
A giant squid? A sea monster?
That must be the thing we picked up on the sonar scope. The bright light scared it, so it surfaced.
But what about Race?
Well, I hope he's all right. But I don't know. Come in, Race. Race, do you hear me? Are you all right, Race?
Hurry, Dad. Let's surface and see about Race.
That's just it, Johnny. We can't surface without Race. He's handling the controls.